And whenever we went out there for game one, and I looked around, I'm like, oh my God, this place is sold out. And I was like, wow, this is unreal. That's whenever I knew we've got something here, guys. And that's whenever a lot of people jumped on board and a lot of business people in the area were like, we want this to stay here. And I don't think it's going anywhere.
Thanks for joining us here on Louisiana's Playground Podcast, your roadmap to all things Lake Charles, Louisiana. I'm Brady Raynard.
And I'm Jillian Quarter. We're back again to bring you the authentic stories and experiences of Southwest Louisiana. We've got all the tools that you need to build your own personal Lake Charles itinerary.
Episode 70, and the boys are back in town.
I don't know if we have the rights to that.
We don't, but you could work on that for us.
Okay, I'll try.
All right, Gumbo Gators, episode 70. The Gumbo Gators, specifically, their hype man.
That's right.
I mean, if you want to get his real title, it's the in-game host. But I kind of like him calling him the hype man because he really brings the energy for the Gumbo Gators. Of course, I'm talking Bryce Boudreaux.
So we're going to hear all things Gumbo Gators coming up in just a second. But first, it's a segment we like to call On VE.
Not only do we like calling it that, that's its name.
Shut up.
This week we head to Ty Lake Charles. It's actually the family's second location. They had one in Lafayette for a little over a decade before opening this one right here in Lake Charles. They call it the Baby Shop, opening back in 2023. And I think what they do really well is obviously the authentic Thai food is spot on, but they make their curry from scratch. They grow their own spices, things like their basil. And specifically, they wanted to make sure to point out, because they do everything from scratch means that they can make everything to order exactly like you want it, meaning they cater to vegans as well. And for special diets, you're able to really pick and choose what you want.
Yeah.
So you can cater your meal for it.
Or if you're just like me and extremely picky and don't necessarily want everything that comes in a dish on the menu, then you can kind of order it just for you.
But you should get everything that comes on it.
I did this time around.
Same?
Yeah, because I was like, no, I want it the way it is supposed to be.
Right.
So I went for it.
I'm trying to be much more of a big boy and do that a lot more.
Me too.
Often.
I'm trying to say, no, put the onions on it, I guess.
Let's fight through it. Let's do it. Let's grow up.
It was worth it this time.
Grow up.
Yeah, I'm trying.
So what'd you get?
I got the pineapple and cashew fried rice. I don't normally eat a lot of fruit, but pineapple and chicken and cashews on fried rice just sounded like...
It caught my eye, too, before while I was looking to order.
It looked really good. Mm-hmm. It sounded fresh. And it was. It was everything. It lived up to its name. It had pineapples and cashews and chicken. It was a stir-fried rice with eggs as well. Onions, green onions, a little bit of cucumber chopped up in there, too. Great fluffy rice. Everything was so good and held its own flavor. But at the same time, it was just like layered in perfectly.
Sure.
You know, like chicken needs sometimes something sweet because it's savory flavored chicken. So like it's really well seasoned, right? All of it is. But with that something sweet from the pineapple just gave it the little kick it needed. In fact, this fed me twice. So no regrets at all on it. It was sweet and salty, crunchy because of the cashews. Didn't know how much I needed that in a dish like this. Very, very good. And colorful. You know, a lot of people say that if you have all the colors on your plate, then you're doing it right, basically. And this was that. It had all the colors on the plate. It was a beautiful dish. And it was a lot of it.
Yeah. And I thought the pork option would have been an interesting choice, too, instead of the chicken because of the pineapple. But
you know me, though.
Right. Well, and he said that it is very much a Thai classic. To, you know, it's their take on fried rice is often like that. So it did. It looked really, really good. And the pineapple that you gave me was delish as well. I went with the Prasam Ro, which is their three-flavored fish dish. I have no other way. They do shrimp or fish. And essentially, it was a big fried fish fillet, super, super crispy. It took up the entire plate.
It was huge.
It was so good. And then they top it with sauteed onions and bell peppers, and they do a hot, sweet, and sour, like basil sauce that they kind of pour over it. And there's a hint of tomato paste that kind of blends it all together. And this was so good. It comes with a big scoop of steamed rice there on the side as well. The fish was amazing. It was crispy. It was flaky. You know, the perfect amount of saltiness from the batter. I mean, just an amazing piece of catfish. And then the veggies, they were crunchy, but because they saute them down, they kind of lost the raw flavor of the bell peppers and onions, and they soaked up all that sweet and sour mm-hmm. sauce. And so, oh man, they were so, so good. And the sauce itself was, they had that, you know, a hint of sweetness, and it was a little spicy, garlicky. You can also do spice levels here. I guess we should have probably mentioned that a little earlier.
Sure.
From mild, aka nothing, mm-hmm. to what they call Thai hot.
Thai hot,
which
yes.
they said is three times as hot as their Cajun, which is their second tier.
Yes. So mild, Cajun, hot, and Thai hot, I think were the options.
Something like that.
Something like that. Mine was mild. I know. Shocking. Mine was mild. It didn't have a spice level, if you will. But
right.
But he, you know, he mentioned it. And this is what I think is so great is that Jet was really thoughtful in the menu mm-hmm. because he said he calls it mild because some people – you know, everybody's taste buds are different. So sometimes when people taste ginger or they taste black pepper, they read that as spice of
hot.
Being hot. Like
right.
sometimes that triggers it differently in different people. So I think I have that problem. So for me, mild is where to be. For Brady, it was Thai hot. And I think it actually like was hot for you. Not like you weren't sweating or anything. Like you,
yeah, no, it didn't break a sweat, but
it was like a champ. But
the flavor was it's the perfect amount of like where you get just enough heat, just like, oh, yeah, I can have there's some heat here for sure.
But it had flavor,
and with the flavor, yeah. it to me, it just you smell it, and it's perfect, amazing, amazing. I love going there for just honestly the aroma, the spice aroma is so amazing. Anyway, there were so much different textures and flavors that all combined itself there. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really the telltale sign of probably Thai food in general, specifically Thai Lake Charles, is that it's so layered.
Yeah.
It's never one note. Mm-hmm. It is spicy or it is salty. There is some sweetness. There is some nuttiness.
Yeah.
I mean, it is just so many angles. It is. And I think it was really present as well, funny enough, in the dessert.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's talk dessert. This is my favorite. This was mango and sticky rice. Again, just for our listeners, I don't even eat fruit. Don't do it. Don't touch it. Don't like it. But I ate this.
Mm-hmm.
These are slices of mango that were layered over sticky rice with a coconut milk.
It's, yeah, and it's dairy-free, actually.
Yeah, I believe so. This is a coconut milk cream, mm-hmm. or a thicker coconut milk with sugar.
Yeah.
And really, really good. Not overly sweet.
Nope.
The mango was just the right, you know, kind of like tartness of a fruit. And on top of the sticky rice, which was really good. It was like a rice pudding almost. It was, you know, so sticky. And then with the coconut flavor too.
Yeah, and it's really hard to describe because the textures all kind of like blend together in the mm-hmm. way that they are so different from each other. You get like the heavy rice flavor, the nuttiness from the coconut. Then it's fruity and there's some sweet and then the rice gives the kind of saltiness. Like once again, there's so many flavors that are happening all at once, mm-hmm. textures happening all at once that just create a nice warm fuzzy feeling in your belly.
It's one of those desserts that you may not order because – you just are not familiar with it. It doesn't taste anything like this, but it was the same. It reminded me of when we went to shawarma just a few episodes
yep.
ago and got the dessert there that was so odd. It wasn't one of the things that I would necessarily order if I just saw it on the menu, but I'm so glad that they suggested it because it was one of those things that I will remember this dish.
Yeah, for sure.
Very, very
and
good.
I 100% agree.
And I got to say something real quick. Thai Lake Charles, what I thought was so amazing was they're a big lunch spot, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have a drive-through and everything, so it's super convenient. And it's right off of Prion Lake Road, which is just off 210 in Lake Charles. Super easy to get in and out of. What was so funny, though, is as we were ordering, there was a couple there, and Jet said, oh, hey, welcome back. You were here just yesterday, right? And they said, yeah.
Yeah, we really liked it.
And I loved that. They came to Lake Charles, and maybe they're not from here originally or something, but they came here, whether they're visitors or they live here.
Right.
They came one day, and they said, man, that was so good. Can we go back the next day? So they were looking at the menu trying to order something different that they didn't order the day before. And
yeah.
I just thought that was awesome.
Telltale sign of you're in the right place.
Exactly.
From a great meal to a great guest, we welcome on Bryce Boudreau. I just kind of call him the voice of Lake Charles sporting events, because at this point, whether it be MMA, combat sports, the Gumbo Gators, of course, McNeese basketball, you've probably heard his voice before if you've gone to a sporting event in Southwest Louisiana, and now you're going to hear a lot of his voice over the next 30 or 40 minutes. Welcome to the show, Bryce.
Jillian Brady, thank you all for having me. That was one of the kindest introductions I think I've ever gotten. Normally people don't know what to call me. They're like, he does commentary. He's an announcer. You nailed the
hammer.
He's
the voice guy.
Yeah.
You're that guy.
Yes.
Just in quotation marks, that guy.
Welcome to the show. Yeah. I mean, I like that. That was the voice of Lake Charles sports. And that's kind of what I've become.
Yeah.
Kind of happened over time on accident almost. But it
happened.
Great time. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Having a blast.
So first, to introduce you to our listeners, we want to find out how you play in Louisiana's playground. So we have some rapid fire questions for you.
Let's do it.
Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Okay. First up, crawfish or gumbo?
Okay, so I love good crawfish in the spring with a ice cold libation gimmick, I guess you can call. Brady will agree with me, there is nothing better than chicken and sausage gumbo in the fall during football season.
Love a good, I mean, I prefer seafood.
I get it.
It's like the pure essence, but man, yeah. I do love, but when I'm making it at home, I make a chicken and sausage gumbo.
That's awesome. That's because of me.
Okay.
Because I'm the chicken and sausage gal. Yes. Like,
that's awesome stuff.
But I've never turned down a bowl of gumbo. And if we go eat gumbo, and Jill can attest to this, if we go eat gumbo at a restaurant, I order both.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Accidentally, sometimes two large bowls of each, and then goes, oh no, what am I supposed to do? And yet he's up for the challenge.
The gumbo sampler.
This just happened again over the weekend.
Is there a gumbo season, though? Because you specifically talked about when it was perfect.
It's perfect in the fall and in the winter. Of course, whenever it's cold.
Sure.
But, I mean, you just turn that air condition down and you're in good shape all year. Yeah. But I will say seafood gumbo tastes the best in the summertime.
Okay. I feel
interesting.
That. I feel that.
I think.
I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Number two here, poolside or beachside?
Beachside. I mean, pools, with all due respect, people pee in pools. I'm just not a pool guy. Never. I like looking at a pool. I like being around the culture, but there's nothing better than going to a beach town. And I love beach towns. I don't like all the sand and stuff and the cracks and crevices and all that good stuff. But
wait till he finds out what fish do in the water.
But that's natural. Like, it's okay because it's a fish.
Not for humans.
But humans are
not
like,
right.
Humans have the option to get out of the pool and take care of whatever they
fair,
need.
Fair.
But instead they're like, well, I'm already
That's what separates man from beast. Everybody thinks it's like the opposable thumbs, but no, it's the ability to get out and urinate in an actual bathroom and not in the pool.
Yeah. Bingo. As George Costanza said, it's all drains.
Serenity now.
It's all drains.
It's all
my
drains.
Goodness. Okay, so beachside. Last question, concert or comedy show?
Concert. I mean, I'm a big comedy guy.
Okay.
Huge comedy guy. But there's nothing better than live music. And I'm a music nerd. I love music. And I got a pretty broad taste. So concerts all the way.
All right. Just correct. I thought it was pipes and I said drains. It's all pipes. That's the right word.
Oh, man.
As the Seinfeld fan, I feel disgusted. All right. Let's open with you. You know, we kind of touched on it a little bit as being the voice. What does an in-game host for the Lake Charles Gumbo Gators do? What does that all involve on game night?
So, I mean, that would be my job, and I'm the first and only so far of the Gumbo Gators. Really just keeping the crowd involved in between innings, making sure that they know, hey, you can have a fun time here. You can let loose, make some noise. Other baseball games, you know, you're supposed to just kind of stay quiet and just eat your snacks and watch the game and observe. But no, I mean, I go out there, we try to fire the crowd up. We want you to know you can make as much noise as you want, start the chants, do whatever, talk trash if you want, and get everybody interactive. And plus, with our sponsors, getting our sponsors involved with our little games that we do or contests that we do in between innings. And it's a lot of fun. And I love marketing, and this is a marketing job, 100%. Verbiage of stuff, y'all know. I mean,
right.
How do you become a professional hype man?
Job just kind of game in on its own. I mean, I've always been an announcer.
Yeah.
You know, I started announcing professional wrestling years ago and carried on through that in the MMA world. I mean, if there's a microphone, I can talk into it. I never met a microphone I didn't like, except for maybe a sound guy that I didn't like. But I mean, I love interacting with people. I can stand in front of 100,000 people and talk, and I'm there's no nerves at all. I feel more comfortable doing that than I am in my own bed sometimes, if that makes any sense. Right. So I like hyping up the crowd. I like hearing the crowd get a pop from that crowd and getting putting a smile on someone's face. It's a ton of fun. It really is.
And I think it's important to note, if you just hear, I'm kind of the in-game host, I'm the announcer, for lack of a better term, at the Gumbo Getters, you're not the PA announcer.
No.
You're not the guy that says, you know, end of the inning, you know, next up at bat. You're on the field. You're in the stands. You're all over, essentially. Think of it almost as like a sideline reporter for what would be a broadcast, except you're doing it for the people in the stadium, not for those at home.
100%. You nailed that perfectly, because a lot of people think, well, you still announcing? Are you announcing? And I'm like, yeah, for the Gumbo Gators, not really the announcer. That's someone else's job.
Yeah.
Shout out Kendall Pruitt. But I guess he's back this season. I hope he is. No, I'm the on-field guy, and if you go to any major league or any professional sporting event, you'll see a character go out there and talk to the crowd, hype them up, do sponsor stuff, Jumbotron segments, or whatever, and that's my job. And also, getting the crowd hyped up is also another thing that I do.
I love that the Gumbo Gator hype man. That's kind of what I've labeled you. You are the hype guy.
I guess so. Yeah.
I love that.
I like it.
You know, I would ask how difficult is it to energize a crowd like that, but I feel like the people, the audience that's going to a Gumbo Gators game, they want that. They thrive on that kind of energy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, whenever, especially around here, you work all week, you got your money to spend, you want to go have a great time, and it's cheaper than going to the movies whenever you go to our games. We make it very affordable. It's family. It's affordable family entertainment, and you know, with making it easy for the crowd to do stuff, you don't make it super complex and tell them, look, this is all the words y'all need to chant, like Drew Brees did for his Hall of Fame thing, which is kind of wild. But I mean, I make it really simple. You know, if y'all have ever been to a game, and a lot of people listening have been to games, we'll get the crowd doing the Go Gators chant. We split the crowd in half. We get one side saying go, one side saying Gators. Yeah. You just give them simple stuff to react to. Like, hey, if you're rocking with the purple, green, and gold, let me hear you say yeah in the crowd. Yeah. And it's easy, simple stuff. And anybody, doesn't matter the age, whatever, can get into it and have a good time.
And these games are so, in between the actual action of the game being played, but they're so interactive with the crowd. You guys pick people out of the audience to do different things. I've got little races and games and all that going on too, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, we have the Mallard Cove one putt challenge, which is a fun one. And what I always do, I don't mean to embarrass anybody, but I always make it a bigger thing than what it already is. I already tell people, hey, this person claims that they're really good at the game of golf. We're going to see them put their skills to the test, and they're doing it in front of like 1,000 people. And, you know, sometimes they get it, sometimes they don't. The cornhole toss, same thing, you know. The dance-off, a lot of times we get kids to do the dance-off. Well, I got to give a fair warning, and it's normally young boys that go out there. Guys, you can't just be hitting the gritty the whole time. You're going to do something different.
Yeah.
Like you got to cut up and do something different, guys. No gritty the whole time.
Some pointers.
You'll lose immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, and 100%. Yeah, it's definitely a fun job.
Being that guy, that job, as you kind of said, and you know, that extends, that energy extends to when you do announcing for combat sports, when you do McNeese basketball or anything else. What keeps you coming back?
I just love it. I just love it. I mean, like I said earlier, I like to hear the pop of the crowd. And, you know, in my field, it's a very competitive field. There's tons of jobs all over the world in what I do. And it's a fun job. It's the funnest job. And I have a great time doing it. If I didn't like doing it and I felt like I was just doing it for a paycheck, then I would probably not be doing it anymore. But I absolutely love it. It's the best job ever. And have a lot of fun doing it. So,
well, we've got a lot of fun activities upcoming for the Gumbo Gators this year. What are some that you are particularly excited about? Some engaging activities, some of the nights. What are some of the big promotions this year for the Gators?
One that comes to mind would be kicking off the whole season with the Marty Party Night. By the way, I just want to say Navarre Auto is going to be sponsoring our Game 1 free admission. By the way, I said free admission for anyone that's got me guessing.
That's free.
Free.
F-R-E.
So I go and I'm in.
Logistically, it would be impossible to invite everybody in town to come to the game. We can't hold 80,000 people at Joe Miller Ballpark.
We can try.
We can try. But what I'm saying is that it's free. So anybody can come to the game for free. So bring your mom, bring your dad, bring your wife, bring your husband, bring your whole family and all of them, because it's 100% free. Come to the game and get a taste of what we're bringing to the table. If you're second guessing yourself and you're like, I heard we got a little minor league baseball team, I want to go check that out. I just haven't got the chance to do it. You ain't got to pay for it. It's free. So come out June 3rd. The first game of the season, Mardi Party Night. We're going to have a Mardi Gras parade. It's going to go through the stands.
Oh,
it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have live alligators at the game, that we've got straight from the, no, I'm kidding. They came from, I think Gator Cove and straight from Lake Charles. No, came from Gator Cove. They're going to be coming out and bringing some gators. You can hold little baby alligators. It'll be a lot of fun. And a ton of surprises, and I'm actually not allowed to say anything else about it, but it's going to be incredible.
No, you can't. I'm not going to. You're not going to get in trouble from us.
Okay. Well, still, I don't want to ruin the surprise, y'all, because we've got something massive that I can't believe we're going to pull off. But
an alligator?
Close.
Okay.
Don't make him give it away.
Well, alligators really want are massive. To.
You're like one of those Disney or Marvel spoiler people. Like, you want to know everything before you watch the movie.
We could have a massive alligator. I might put in a phone call, but it'd just be, you know.
There's like a 12-footer out in the lake right now, yeah, I think.
That would be a three-man job to get that thing, yeah, in ballpark and wrangle him down.
But a lot of other stuff coming up this season, too.
100%. Yeah, we're a little long-winded on that first game of the night. But also, the second game of the season on June 4th. By the way, first game of the season, we're taking on our rivals, the Acadiana Cane Cutters, our arch rivals. It's like if LSU kicks off the season against Alabama.
Yeah.
Like, so our disdain for our people down there in Acadiana taking on first game of the season. Second game of the season is going to be Major League night, and we're going to have Major League ball players, guys that played the highest level of baseball that are from this area, are going to be there. Last year we did it and it was an absolute smash hit. The guys came out and signed autographs and whatever first pitch. Fast forward, there's going to be a lot of stuff for the kids, like a princess and superhero night. We'll have cosplayers around. I think that's presented by Children's Museum. We'll have the pirate night, which will be Buccaneers of Lake Charles coming out, and I think we're going to have a cannon, and somebody's going to walk the plank, and we're going to fly the flag of mutiny or something. So it's going to be a lot of fun. John Lafitte's going to be there. It'll be cool. We'll have a lot of the cheerleaders and everything coming out on the 29th for the cheer and dance night. Local cheerleaders and dance teams will get their chance to shine. A salute to service night, saluting the military and first responders. That was really cool that what we did last year. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Scouts night, of course, giving the shout out to our Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts out there. And one of my favorite things that we did last season was the retro night. We played retro music all night long and more like an 80s type theme. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be a lot of fun happening towards the end of July. Our full schedule, by the way, is on our social media page, mm-hmm, and on our website, LakeCharlesGumboGators.com or Lake Charles Gumbo Gators on social media. June 27th, I want to mention college night. Last year we did college night, mm-hmm, and it's sad because it poured down raining 30 minutes before first pitch. And that was awesome because we had Will Wade out there throwing out the first pitch of the game. We had McNeese football players, former head coach Gary Goff of the football team came out with the football team, basketball team showed up. And it was a whole lot of fun for college night. And also we played our rivals last year for that game. I think we had like beer pong tables and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was more like a, hey guys, college kids come out and party and have a great time. So kind of a little kind of edgy, sure, you know, but we had a great time with it. My personal baby that I've been working on is Fight Night.
Fight Night.
On July 13th, where we are partnering up with American Combat Alliance, the premier mixed martial arts promotion in the state of Louisiana and beyond across the Gulf Coast. They're coming back to Lake Charles to the Golden Nugget, and we're doing a show. We're doing a game with them where they're going to come out, bring their local fighters like Hunter Smith with their belts and everything. We'll have a face-off, and you'll be able to take pictures with them.
Awesome.
So big shout-out. That's my personal baby. Sure. I'm an MMA guy, so.
Well, and I love, too, that this year there's a real focus on weekly ones as well. So, for example, like the 337 night on Wednesday nights,
yeah,
where you get $3 beer, $3 nachos, and $7 tickets. So mm-hmm, you're guaranteed for $13 to be set, and then, you know, under 20 and you're really set.
I did the math on, yeah, I did the math on 337 night, and I love going to the movies just as much as anybody, but I keep saying it's cheaper than going to the movies. I don't know if we have a movie sponsorship here.
No.
We've been working on it, but okay. Not yet.
There's like a million theaters in this town.
Dune 3 might be, by the time Dune 3 is ready, we might be set.
Oh, hey now. But I did the math. If you come on a Wednesday night for 337 night, which is a $3 beer, $3 nachos, $7 tickets, it's literally, if you go to the movies, buy one ticket to a movie, and then you buy a small popcorn and a small soda, you're still spending more money than coming to a game on a Wednesday night for 337 night. And you got to get all the options on there. So $3 beer, $3 nachos, and $7 tickets. So I've done the math, guys.
And so each of the weekly mainstays look like a lot of fun in what they have ultimately. And
Mardi Gras parade every Tuesday. So every Tuesday in the summer is going to be Fat Tuesday. That's awesome. We're going to have a Mardi Gras parade through the stands.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, appealing to more than just the sports fan.
Right.
Appealing to more than just the person who likes baseball, because no offense, I'm sports fan adjacent, but I might not necessarily be there to watch the game. I'm more chasing after my children as they do all the fun stuff that's available for them to do, right? Yeah. So it's beyond just your average sports fan who likes a baseball game, but there's just so much more to offer there. So, okay, before we move on and talk a little bit more about, you know, what experiences people can have, let's talk a little bit about the Gumbo Gators, right? Because it's still relatively new to the area. A lot of people maybe didn't go last year, want to know more. We, of course, have interviewed Sam Moore before about the league. So kind of give us just a quick synopsis of what the Gumbo Gators are and what this league is.
Uh-huh. So the Gumbo Gators play in the Texas Collegiate League, and a lot of people point the finger like, well, why is a team from Louisiana playing in this league?
Mm-hmm.
This league has just been around for years, and it's always been just states that are around the state of Texas that are represented in it. Now you finally have a time where you have six teams, three in Louisiana, three in Texas, and that's where we're at right now. The league, I'm sure some of you might know, but if fans out there have no idea and are fans of sports, you have the Lake Charles Gumbo Gators, that's us, and other teams of the Louisiana Division. You have the Acadiana Cane Cutters, which play in the Lafayette area, the Baton Rouge Rougarou, which play in Baton Rouge. And then on the Texas Division, you have the Brazos Valley Bombers, which play in College Station. You have the Victoria Generals, which play in Victoria, and then you have the Seguin River Monsters, which play in the San Antonio area. It's a town called Seguin. But you have Texas, Louisiana, and you mentioned, like, what does the team mean and whatever, like, how the team, you know. I mean, y'all have been around this area, and fans out there and people that are listening know what I'm talking about. This is a hotbed for sports, and we've been waiting for a sports team to represent this area other than the collegiate level. Mm-hmm. And I remember growing up, Ice Pirates a little bit before my time, but you know, we had the Land Sharks, we had the Swashbucklers, which were a hit. And then after that, it just kind of went away. Mm-hmm. And there was going to be another organization coming to town, and it didn't really happen like we thought it was going to happen. But this Lake Charles is your team. This is it. And if you're procrastinating at home, I don't know if I should go, or if maybe you haven't even heard about it. This is it. This is your moment. This is your team that's representing this city across the country. I think this is the only, semi-professional team that's in this area right now. If you want that same feel that you would get going to a Swashbucklers game or an Ice Pirates game, people love the Ice Pirates. Well, this is it. And all the segments that we do, all the fun stuff we do, it's kind of similar to what it used to be. And also, we're actually playing legit baseball, and you're seeing really good ball players out there. Some guys that have played for some of the best colleges and the best programs in the country are traveling across the country to this town they've never heard of called Lake Charles, Louisiana. Mm-hmm. They're experiencing our culture and our food and what we do differently than everybody else. And they're playing ball here, and they're representing your city. And like we told the guys last season, you know, this guy probably played for, I don't know, the Nichols Colonels, and this guy probably played for the North Carolina Tar Heels, and this guy played for the Syracuse Orange. But this summer, you're playing for the Gumbo Gators, and you are a Lake Charles Gumbo Gator. Doesn't matter where you're from. So you're watching very good baseball being played right here all summer long, June to August.
Well, and I know that for a program like this, there's a million ways to measure success, if you will, right? Like how well not only do you do as a team and what your record is at the end of the season, and how well these athletes go on to play and maybe what level, the next level of baseball, but also just the response you get from the community. And what's that been like the last year?
So, I mean, it's good. It's really good. I mean, man, I'll tell you what, the first game we played, we didn't know what was going to happen. I remember pulling back the curtain. We did like a rehearsal type night where they did a practice. It was in the end of May last season.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like your chance to come out and meet the other people that would be involved with your organization and watch the guys practice. And I was just like, man, this is, are we going to really pull this off? Is this really going to happen? And Brady, you're a sports guy, so you know, and I don't want to wish any ill will on the league, but I kind of thought, I'm like, man, I really hope we don't lose this. Like, sure. I hope this is legit. And I just kept seeing flashbacks of, you know, sports leagues that have flopped or teams that have flopped. And right. I'm like, I hope this doesn't happen. And I remember like looking around, I'm like, I hope we can make this work. And whenever we went out there for game one and I looked around, I'm like, oh my God, this place is sold out. I don't think they've ever had a crowd at Joe Miller Ballpark.
It was the second largest crowd
next to LSU.
Next to the LSU
game.
Yeah.
I mean, it was unreal. And I was like, wow, this is unreal. That's whenever I knew. We've got something here, guys. Yeah. And that's whenever a lot of people jumped on board and a lot of business people in the area were like, okay, we wanna make sure this survives and stays here as long as possible. We don't want another experiment that flops or a fly-by-night type thing.
Right.
We want this to stay here, and I don't think it's going anywhere.
And I think that's why, you know, you join a league like the Texas Collegiate League that has history, you know, that has sent players to the major leagues. Guys like Paul Goldschmidt played in the TCL at one point. So it's a league that could be trusted. And now, like, Gumbo Gators is a brand that can be trusted.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, I agree. And I think it was really cool to see how the community did kind of rally around them last year. And with that rally, has there been any unique traditions or fan interactions that have become, like, kind of developed over that year, do you feel like?
We're still really in the early stages of it. Sure. I will say, I mean, fan traditions, just different stuff. I mean, the chop, you know, I'm sure you've seen, I have to reluctantly say this, but University of Florida does their chop.
We're borrowing that, but that's okay.
But it's an alligator and it's universal. Sure. You know what that means. Yeah. And so we do the chop, and I mean, we go out there and kind of tell the crowd, okay, guys, get ready. It's time for the chop. And like, we'll do the chop. We call it the most intimidating move in the Texas Collegiate League. It's the chop. And sometimes like, In the game, I'll look up in the grandstands, and if we're at a chance, we got one more out and we're back. You'll see the crowd start to do the chop. We don't even have to tell them. I'm like, look at them go. That we had a little something that we were trying to do last year. We had it going. It was going to be called the Swamp. And it was going to be an area of the ballpark where people would be making the most noise and hanging out. And it did okay, but I think this year we're going to go to a different direction. But that was really cool to see as kind of a brainchild of a few of us. But that the Go Gators chance that we do, which is really fun. And I got to say, we do it. Hate to toot our own horn here, but we do it bigger and better than everybody else in this league. And it goes to show you whenever league owners come to our games for the first time and they're like, wow, I feel like I'm at a minor league game, because it's not minor league, it's Texas Collegiate League, it's totally different, but they're like, this feels like a minor league or major league experience. And I remember, I won't say the organization's name, but they came to a game, and the next game we had to play them, they brought all their interns, they set them down, and they said, take notes, this is how we need to do things,
this is how it should be.
This is our amazing first year doing it,
and like we said, this is really a I mean, it's something for everybody in all ages, but it certainly is a family atmosphere out there.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. And it's affordable family entertainment. I mean, we have a fun time. We do stuff for the adults. We do stuff for the kids. And it's all around, like I said, it's family entertainment and good, clean fun. And you're watching great baseball, too.
How many games do we have on tap for this season?
A lot. I think we have like almost 20, over 20 games. And then we got playoffs in the first week of August.
And we're making it this year. So you can book it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we made it last year. So, and it was confusing to us as an organization of how the playoff system worked. We were like talking like, yeah, we won they tell us on Facebook, we won the Louisiana division. We're like, cool. And we're like, Louisiana division champions. We got corrected. Like, no, that's not how it works. We like the first half, the season halfway point is first week of July, July 4th would be your halfway. And we were the best team in the Louisiana division for the first half of the season. Well, in the second half of the season, everything changes. Some of your athletes have to go back to school. Their coaches don't want them playing for summer league ball all season, so they got to go back. So everything changes for a lot of these teams in the halfway point. So that's why they split it in half. So if you win your divisional championship first half of the season, you get like an automatic bye in the playoffs at the end of the season. And last year, sadly, we didn't really have, I guess, things. It was our first year, so we really were
trial by fire.
bingo.
Yeah.
And so there was some things that happened that we were like, well, I guess we just got to make it work. And we were the best team in the league for the first half of the season, and we were not great at the end of the season. That's going to change this year. We know what we're doing. It's no longer an experiment. I think we have a well-oiled machine.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Talking to some of the Gumbo Gators brass, there's been a change in the way that the roster was assembled this year, mm-hmm. specifically for that. Now that they know, they've been through it, so we should be a better team on the back half and the front half.
Got a great coach, too, Barry Manuel. I mean, former major leaguer, coaching right now at
World Series champion.
Bingo. Bingo. Well,
college World Series champion at the junior college level.
Yeah, LSUE. Yeah, yep.
State champion behind him mm-hmm. on the staff as well.
Played for the LSU Tigers baseball team. So mm-hmm. awesome stuff. Yeah, it's gonna be a very, very fun season.
I'll say this for someone, you know, I think we've kind of sold it as why a Lake Charlesian, a Southwest Louisianian should come, want to come, all of those things. If you're a visitor, why come to the Gumbo Gators?
So that's a good question. I mean, it's just a little slice of what we have to offer to the table. I mean, for instance, last year, someone's like, hey, y'all need to get these people involved. They're from Germany. There's a couple on their honeymoon. They were taking a tour of just the South, and they were going from like Houston to New Orleans or Florida or something. And they're like, what's this little town called Lake Charles? And I don't know how they found out baseball, and they came to the games. What you're asking about, what do we bring differently and what could visitors come see that's different? We do different stuff than any other baseball team. I mean, where else in this country are you going to go to a baseball game and have a Mardi Gras parade going through the mm-hmm. ballpark? Nowhere else. And our flair that we add to it, the Mardi Gras colors, the alligators, all that good stuff. It's just a little bit different than your traditional baseball game environment. Oh, by the way, we have our own cheer team, our own dance crew.
Yeah.
Where else in this country do they have that for the collegiate league or minor league level? You don't see that too often. We are also the first dance team in the league, the Gator Girls. And by the way, every other team in the league is copying us this season. So we originated having a dance team.
Trendsetters.
So, oh, absolutely. Yeah. But that's it. I mean, that's your little difference right there that we bring to the table that's sure. different from everybody else.
Okay. So how do people find out more? They can go see a list of games that are coming up, the different themes each night.
Ticket packages.
All that.
All that good stuff. So you can go to LakeCharlesGumboGators.com. We got a website. Or you can go to any of our social medias, Lake Charles Gumbo Gators on Facebook and on Instagram. And then if you are a diehard Gumbo Gators fan and you want to get some inside information, I guess, on the team, we have a Facebook group called The Crew, like a Mardi Gras crew. You can join that group and you get a lot of information about
well
the
worth
games
it.
And pictures and all that good stuff. And yeah.
Should be a fun season.
It's going to be a fun season. Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait. It's already here. Like, it feels like just the other day we were throwing the first pitch out for the very first game. And, like, the season went, and then before you knew it, LSU was playing USC and, like, college football season's over with and spring is now over with. And now the season starts here in 2 weeks, mm-hmm. 3 weeks. So it's unreal.
Time flies when you're having fun with the Gumbo Gators, huh?
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, thanks so much for being here, Bryce.
Thank you all so much. I appreciate y'all for having me. And I'm a longtime fan, longtime listener of Louisiana's Playground. I've listened almost every episode. So
look at that.
This is a lot. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You know what?
Well,
I need to go back.
You.
I need to go back and say Louisiana Playground super fan at that point when it comes to the intro.
Oh, yeah. That's how you should have introduced him. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, appreciate the kind words.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all.
Thanks again to Bryce for joining us here on this show. But the biggest thank you of all, as you know, goes out to you, the listener, for spending time with us on the podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please leave us a rating or a review or a comment. You know by now, Spotify, YouTube, snail mail, any of it and all of it is appreciated.
Yeah, come visit Brady at his office here at this Lake Charles. Say hello.
Come say hello. Yeah, sure.
Give him a wave. All right. Of course, this always helps us grow our audience and further share the unique experiences that Lake Charles and Southwest Louisiana has to offer. Go to visitlakecharles.org/podcast for more episodes, advice on where to eat, and events that are happening this weekend. I'm Jillian Quarter.
And I'm Brady Raynard. Thanks again for coming to play at Louisiana's Playground. Sit you.